needed to see if it has these simonim or not, the shemen, you have to check it out rather with oil. Shemen rach, because oil is very smooth. It's very mild. And umetzachzachoy, it makes it clear. The royin ela b'cham, you only check it out in the sun. Ketzad boitkenois, how do you check it out? So the first question, what do you mean, ketzad boitkenois, how do you check it out? Ketzad boitkenois, so could there mean that we just said in the sun, and with shemen, ela rather b'mad boitkenois, how do we check it out? B'mad boitkenois, leida, im zochru nekevi. Let's say this fetus, this uber is called of leida. We want to know, how do we know to tell whether it's a zochru, whether it's a nekevi? So abishoyel barnash, the yarmulon, some say abishoyel baremish. I mean, it sounds like this. Maybe kissim, take like a little toothpick, little kissim, little piece of wood. A sheroishachol, the tip of it is very smooth. Take a splinter, the tip of it is smooth. Umananeya b'yaisimok, and move it back and forth, up and down direction of that place where the zachros nekevus is. In the sachseich, if it gets caught there, then you do a shezochru. It's like getting caught over the zachros, therefore that's considered like a zochum. The imlav, if it's smooth, it goes back up and down without getting stuck. The imlav, if you're doish in a cave, that's the proof to say it is in a cave, and therefore will not be, therefore has lochav in a cave. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravua, Lashon, when was this learned? Elo, Mato, Lamal, if you're going upwards and downwards movement. Then we say if it goes smooth, it's a right, it's in a cave, and if it gets stuck, it's a right because it's the zachus there. Avo, Minastodm, if you're going on the sidewards, Ema, then there's no proof to say if it gets stuck to say that it's a zocher, but rather could be tzul mekevom, just koistle beisarechem ninu. It's like the walls of the womb, that's what it's getting stuck by. So then that wouldn't prove to tell whether it's a zocher or whether it's mekevom. Omer avada baravo, Tony will learn like this. Im hoist in the cave, if it is in the cave, then you doin the kisara saduka. We check it out with by the split of a barley grain. The length of the split, that's the way it looks if it's in a geva. Mask of Lord of Nachman, Vidilma, maybe Chutcha Beitzinim. No, maybe really it's a Zohar. It's only the Chut, like in between the two Beitzim, that's the indention over there. So maybe it's not really in a geva, maybe really it's a Zohar. So he says, no, I'm Abaye says, listen, Hashta Beitzim, Gufay Loyadi, when the fetus is so young, it doesn't have Beitzim yet. So if so, Chutcha Beitzim Yediyah can be able to distinguish by this indention here of the chut in between the baits and make sure that's not what's there. So therefore, we have a right to say rather it's nekeva and not a zocher. Omer Rav Amram, talking about like this, beis yachosov, its two thighs, is kebeis chutin, are like two strings, selzahurius, like two silk threads. That's the way its two thighs are. The Omer Rav Amram says a law, kishel oirev, it's what type of string is it? Is the string of the wolf. The Rashi says, Ovo, that's the Orev, that's the thicker string, more than the Shesi. So it says the two thighs is like the thicker string. That's called Kishel Orev. The Shnei Zeri Oysev, it's two arms like Kebeis Chutin Shazuri, so it's like two strings of soup. But the Omer Mamrim Olo, Kishel Shesi. Here it means the strings that goes up and downwards, that's a thinner string. So the arms are thinner than the thighs. Omra Shmuel, Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says Rav Yehuda Shinano, like my young Talmud, the sharp Talmud, Loisevet Uvda, do not pass on any shalot. Rashi says, Lassos Vlad, they say that that's considered a real Vlad, Achia Yentul, Achia Yashir, until it has some hair on its head. Rashi says, Achia Loisaris Proishoi. Such as Allah, the more says, Loisevet Uvda, do not pass on the say it's called a Leidom, Achia Yashir, until it has hair. Whereas if you'll meet Omer Shmuel, after the truth of Shmuel said like this, I have Omer Shmuel himself says, Achazuv Yachazu Chasheshes, he holds no whether the Shvir is Mole, is Ocher, is dirty, whether it's clear, it's called a Leda. So you see, you don't have to come on to any here. The skin itself gives it a shame Leda. Omer Avami by Shmuel Didi, Meforshali Minei Demar Shmuel, I will explain Pshah here in the name of Mashmuel, that Lochus Choshishes, like a truth we had before, that Shmuel said before, that it's called a lady, even though it's only Tzolol, that's only a Chshash lady, a Sofik, you go to Chumram. But you may tie really of Hinnon law. But we don't go to Kulut to say that after the 33, after the 7 days or 14 days, then if she sees Dam, it's Dam Toyer, that we don't say, it's only a Chshash, a Sofik. When do we say it's vadi called the lady to give her yemei tayram? That's not sheyasher until the uber has here on it. So what do you want to tell me? The masaf clearly Shmuel, and Shmuel has a suffix. Whether the shvir is called a lady or not, either who shvir is, once a case of a shvir, the skin that came out, the yasur lekaim of the mashul, they brought in front of Mashmuel. Omri said like this, Hai bar avoyin v'chad yoimam. This shvir, you should know, is 41 days old. And v'choshim miyoimam, they counted that day's 41 days back, the ozla letfilam, adahu yoimam, for heve yel avoyim, they check back until when did this lady go to the mikvah, that the early shvir of Tashmish was only 40 days ago. For Yomalu is so, Shmuel was so smart and said, you should know, hide the Nida board that I know for sure that you had V when you're in Nida. Because this Uber is 41 days old. Kafte, they tied him up, oy, then he admitted it. So I call upon him, how could Shmuel have a suffix? Look where you see Shmuel know clearly whether it was a lady or not. So when it says, Shani Shmuel the Rab Gavrayu. And the time Shmuel himself talking new. Rashi was a Baki. But other people are not Pekiyim. Therefore, when the Shmuel says, Vadi called a lady, other people should have to tell only what has here. If the Uber has here, then you know for sure it's called a lady. But if it doesn't have here, so not the Pshat is for sure Shmuel knew it's not a lady, but then it's not so simple to tell. Maybe Shmuel himself could tell, but he couldn't put down a clear Psak. So put down a clear Psak that other people should know, that's the Shia of that Shiyashu, when it has here on it, then like it's a Vadi lady. Now the Mishnah says, Hamapil sandal. So Mapel, she has a miscarriage. Of a Uber, looks like a sandal. I show you, the Mishnah says, it's just Teshel Azokh in the Kaver. That's called a Leda. You have to be Mapil, you have to have a, she sits for Azokh in the Kaver, something what it was, Azokh in the Kaver. So now, turn around like this. Sandal, what is the sandal, this Uber, the fetus that comes out, looks like a sandal? So, Daimel Adak Shayam, looks like a fish in the ocean. That Mitchilosai Vladu. At the beginning it's called a lab. In other words, the sandal was really a good vlad, a good fetus. And Lishanirtsev, just it got out of shape, it got punched inside, that's what happened to it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lying there, sandal doimel loshen shoshor hagodol. A sandal, the fetus looks like the tongue of a big ox. Mishum Rabbi Yisov, name of his rabbis, he either said an edus like this, that sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. That the Mishnah says of Anisha's mapel a sandal, that she has a tumas ledo, that some of them has some type of a tzur, it has to have some type of a form on it. If it has no form, it's not called a ledo. Omri Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, halacha, we pass kentaka, that sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. Like you said before, either it's tzorach, sandal tzorach tzuras ponim. That it has to have what a tzur of the face, no, the facial has to have a form there. Its face has to have a form. And then it has tumah, otherwise not. Omer Rav Ada, Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yitzchak, sandal tzorach tzuras ponim, also the same thing. It has to have some type of a form in its face. V'yafilu me'achuruv, even though the form is in the back of the face, still that would be called a leida. Why? Moshe's an example, liyodim, shesotar es chaveroi, that he hit his friend, v'yach the ponim achur, and he hit his face turned backwards. So a kopam has to have some tzuras ponim to have this tumah. Rabbi Yanai big shulataras a sandal. Shen letzuras ponim. Rabbi Yanai wanted his paskin that if a sandal, an isha has a miscarriage of a kid, the uber looks like a sandal and has no form in the face, that's Torah. Omle Rabbi Yanai, tihatem es avlodis, he also knows, you should know you'd be matarat avlodis. In other words, to say that the sandal is tomate even though it has no tzuras ponim on it. So how could you say it's Torah? You should know, no, it's tomate, it has a shame later. For the Umar, why? I've what Tanya learned, Mishum Raboisov, that hey, they pass on this, that sandal tsuras ponim. You know, a sandal has to have a tsuras ponim to it. So here, since there's no tsuras ponim, the chur should be tor. So what's wrong the way he passed him? Omer Rav Deva, Yom Rabaya, Omer Rav Yechanon, Meyedu Sosh Rebbe Nechunya, Nishnish Mishnezu. From the Yedis, what was this Yedis from? There was a terrible name of Rav Nechunya. Has miyadushim nechunish mishnezu, and Omer Rav Zira sounds like this: that zocha bo Rav Deva b'shmaita. Rav Deva was zocha to say over this halacha because really the anavu havinon yasiv nekaimet Rav Yechanan. Both me and him were sitting in front of Rav Yechanan. Ki yomer l'hashmaita we said over this halacha. The kodemi of the yom and he said over first was zocha, but he was zocha. In other words, there's no stira that this Avius is only the name of Ramechuni. He was the one that said about this Avius to say that it has to have a tzuras upon him. But that's the Dasi Yochit, and Echlam Alochit Agud on Pasma, the Loch we hold, even without a tzuras upon him, it would have a tzumas later. Now the more is the question, Loma his kiru sandal, what do we have to come on to a sandal over here to say that she's Tomei because she had a lady of a sandal? Faloi the klal is a sandal shayli movlad. Anytime this fetus comes out looking like a sandal means his face was pushed in. We say the reason why it was pushed in because there was another twin with it and the other one pushed it in. So anyway, she's Tomei later because of the other one. There's a vlad with her. So what do you have to come on to the sandal for? We pass Maloi ain't sandal shayli movlad. Words like this: E D S Y A L D N E K E V A B A D E Hokinami. If the first one was in the keva, then we wouldn't have any suffix. They're both in the kevas, wouldn't be in the shaila. Hoka, my skin, what we're talking about over here, the Yisyalid Zocha Badei, that it came out with this sandal, was a Zocha. The question like this: Mother time, I would have thought to say, Hoyu b'yomer of Yitzchak Barami, Isha Mazras Chila. When they have Tashmish together, as man and a wife, so if the man, if the Isha is Mazras Chila first, she lets out first the eggs, is Yoled Zocher, and then the Ish, then will be a Zocher. Ish Mazrit Chiz, the man lets out his Zerah before the Isha, then Yoled Zocher to be in a Keva. So I would have thought the same, Midoho Zocher, if this Uber that's alive is a Zocher, Hainami Zocher, the son was also called a Zocher. And therefore I would have said, like after 7 days, the 8th day she has Dam Toya already. As Kamash Lano, the Chiddush here is Eimel, let's be afraid, Shnei Mazriva Vasachas. Maybe both the Ish of Isha was Mazriya together. Therefore, we don't know what it could be. Therefore, it could be Hai Zocher by Nekeva. One could be a Zocher, one could be a Nekeva. So even though what came out was a Zocher, still we cannot say after on the 8th day it's called Dam Toyer. Because maybe the sandal has a Loch of a Nekeva. And she'll be coming for 14 days. Therefore, you have to go to Chumra both ways. To Avrach, another Pshat could be like this. Shim Taylor Nekeva Lefne Shkiyas Chama. She gave birth to a Nekeva before Shkiyas Chama. And then the sandal came out the Yachashkiyas Chama. That's Nafkamina, whether it's called another lady or not. Is Moina Tchilas Nida L'Rishon or Tchilas Nida L'Yachrein? It's Nafkamina when you start counting Tchilas Nida. So it's again to tell us, like, when do the 80 days end up to say it's called Yimei Toyer or not? If it was Nafkamina to say whether the sandal has a shame lady or not, that the Vlad came out today and the sandal comes out tomorrow. So if tomorrow's sandal is really called a lady, so then, even though it's after 80 days from the first Leda, and she sees Dam, then we want to say maybe she's an Ida. No, maybe the second one was a Leda, she first has to count 80 days from then.